with the zoning administrator. For today's meeting, call it to order for August 19th, 2021. So I just wanted to do a quick check if there are any members of the public or anyone on the on our website, since we are doing this via the WebEx platform, as well as the participants in the room. So I believe we have Vu from IT, OCIT on the line.
Yes, that's correct.
And are there any other members of the public or any other call-ins?
There are two attendees.
This is Brian Kerner from OCPW Planning.
Thank you, Mr. Kerner. And also, may I also use you as the person to validate or verify that you see information from a staff report or a presentation on the website as well, or via your Teams, or via
absolutely.
The WebEx? Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And I can currently, just so you know, see the site plan that's up there right now with the project location.
Okay, thank you. And are there any other members online as well, Vu? Or IT, can you confirm?
Yes, there's two attendees online. I just have their first six digit, 440-991. And I think the other one is right here, 834-2440. Let me unmute them for you.
Yes, if you would okay. Please just introduce yourself so that we know that when the public hearing portion of the meeting, we want to be able to clearly allow you to speak if you wish. So we'll hear from Ms. 440-991.
Hi, this is Scott Rubensaw and Diane Leong from K2 Towers.
Okay, and are you wishing to participate in the public hearing portion of either the items on today's menu? Sorry about that, on today's agenda?
No.
Okay, thank you. And we have an 834-2440 number as well. And if you don't wish to identify yourself, that is fine. Just say no thank you, and I will not be participating in today's meeting.
No, thank you. I will not be participating in today's meeting.
Okay, thank you. All righty. So just a little bit. Thank you. I appreciate everyone's time and energy on that. We just want to make sure we did that housekeeping up front before we got into the items later on in the agenda. And so for those people that are in the room, there are a limited number of staff reports available. If you wish and you need one, they are available through our secretary here in the front to the looking at her to her right, there's a table where those reports are available. And then any member of the public that wishes to speak on any item, please be sure to speak directly to the zoning administrator, myself, and then direct your questions to me, and we'll work with you through staff or any other people to address your comments. Just as an additional note, that any written materials must have been received within 24 hours of this meeting to be considered as part of the consideration for any of the items. And except as otherwise provided by law, no action shall be taken on any items not appearing on this agenda. However, if you wish to speak to something that is not on the agenda today, we will have an open forum later on during the meeting. So, with that, I'll get moving on to our meeting for today, and thank you again for being here. So the meeting minutes for June 10th, 2021, I have reviewed and approved. And then that takes us to the discussion items portion of the agenda. And I see that we have two items on the agenda today. The first item will be public hearing for PA 21-0035, a use permit to the zoning administrator to address the legal nonconforming status of three existing broadcast facilities. I believe we have Ms. Cynthia. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry, Cynthia.
It's fine. It's Burgos.
And I'm glad I didn't try to say the last name correctly. So, Ms. Cynthia, if you wouldn't mind, please proceeding with your presentation today.
No problem. Good afternoon. OC Development Services Planning recommends the zoning administrator receive the staff report and public testimony as appropriate. Find that the proposed project is exempt from CEQA because the Class 1 exemption existing facilities section 1501 provides for minor alterations and uses of existing utility facilities. Approve planning application PA21-0035 for use permit subject to the findings and conditions of approval provided as attachments 1 and 2 of this report. PA21-0035 is seeking approval of a use permit to address the legal nonconforming status of three existing broadcast facilities atop of West Pleasant Peak. The subject property is located at 11226 Black Star within the Cleveland National Forest in an unincorporated Silverado. The subject site is in a mountainous topography with 30-foot high ridge lines. The lot is approximately 157 acres and is zoned A1 General Agriculture District. The existing facilities were approved by PA970059 in April of 1997 by the County of Zoning Administrator. PA970059 allowed for the construction and operation of up to 10 antenna support towers to a maximum height of 11 feet plus antennas and three concrete block equipment buildings. Since the planning application approved multiple facilities, the county required that each individual facility be specifically reviewed by separate change plan application. Accordingly, two change plan applications have been subsequently approved by the county. Change plan CP020033 was approved in July of 2002 to allow construction of a 75-foot high lattice support tower and equipment building. Change plan CP060015 was later approved in April of 2006 to allow construction of two 100-foot communication towers and a new equipment building. The existing facilities are located within three separate sites, labeled as 16 site 1, 2, and 3 within the existing three sites, there are a variety of towers, buildings, and structures, but only four of the existing structures exceed the 35-foot height requirements. Site 1 consists of two existing over-height structures, one 90-foot high steel tower, and one building pipe rack that is 44 feet in height. Site 2 includes one 89-foot high tower, and Site 3 includes one 100-foot tower with 10-foot radar, bringing the total height of the tower to 110 feet. The applicant is seeking approval of a use permit to address the legal nonconforming status of three of the existing broadcast facilities atop of the West Pleasant Peak. These existing facilities were previously approved by PA970059. However, per Section 7-9-146.13I of the Wireless Communication Facilities on Private Property Ordinance, any wireless communication facility that is lawfully constructed, erected, or approved prior to the adoption of this section shall be accepted and allowed as a legal nonconforming use for a 10-year period, beginning on the effective date of this section. At the end of the 10-year period, or prior to improving the facilities through a substantial change, the permittee shall apply for a use permit to bring the facility to existing standards. Since several of these existing facilities exceed the ordinance allowable heights, the county ordinance renders these existing facilities legal nonconforming. To justify the heights of the existing facilities and as allowed by Section H-20 of the ordinance, this application and the requested use permit will demonstrate how the ordinance has made the existing broadcast facilities technically infeasible, since the heights of the existing structures are necessary to broadcast to wide areas and provide filling coverage to communities and neighborhoods directly below the foothills. Due to the existing 30-foot high ridge lines within the West Pleasant Peak Mountains, which surround the site, the existing facilities that exceed the county's 35-foot height standards are necessary and required to provide the necessary coverage areas to the service users. These types of broadcast facilities could not operate or provide the same coverage area if they are operated at the 35-foot height required for the ordinance, since the line of sight and transmissions would be blocked by the existing 30-foot high ridge lines. The higher facilities allow for greater coverage areas, since the existing facilities are the only private property area that provides the amount of ultra-high frequency coverage. The existing facilities are in Pleasant Peak Mountains, miles away from the urban areas of the county. The facilities are therefore located in an unintrusive area. The design of the facilities is also unintrusive, since the height, location, and number of the facilities minimize interference with other neighboring facilities, including the nearby SCE and FAA towers. Staff has analyzed the proposed project and concluded that the size and the scale of the proposed project is not detrimental to surrounding land uses, and that it has been planned in a manner that is the least intrusive, both on the project site and into the surrounding community. Staff therefore supports the applicant's proposal and recommends approval of planning application PA21-0035, subject to findings and conditions of approval provided as attachments 1 and 2 to this report. Approval of this use permit does not invalidate PA97-0059, and the project site would remain subject to all applicable conditions and approval from PA97-0059. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you very much for that presentation. I will go ahead and open the public hearing on this item. Are there any persons in the room that would wish to speak on this item? I see someone coming up. Hi, Dwayne, or Mr. Morita. So if you would please introduce yourself.
I will do that.
And then also state your name and spelling, just so that it's accurate for our secretary too.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dwayne Morita. I am the consultant for the applicant, Mr. Fred Daniel, gentleman back here. My name is spelled D-U-A-N-E. Last name is Morita, M-O-R-I-T-A. Okay. I'm standing here just to say that I appreciate what Cynthia has done. She, especially during COVID time, she did a great job getting us to here, and really appreciate that. We looked at the conditions. Everything looks good, except for one condition. And I just want to have that written, read into the public record. There is a condition called the basic time limit, defined as Z02. And basically what it says is that, I guess there's some kind of the 36-month validation period for this project. However, the right now the applicant is not proposing to build anything, so that doesn't really apply. It's already been built. Cynthia said that what staff is going to be doing after today is to put a memo together to basically state that for the public record and in the project file that the condition has been met and satisfied.
And if you would please repeat, what condition number was that again? The condition, I'm looking at the conditions of approval.
It is Z02, basic time limit, is a standard condition.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
So I do have one question for staff. Would we want to modify the condition here as part of the process today, moving forward on this project, or is the memo the preferred method from staff? And
yes.
I believe Mr. Colonel's on the
so
line as
we
well.
Discussed this with Mr. Colonel, and what we had agreed was that the condition would be included because it's a standard condition, but we would include a memo to clarify that because the structure's already existing, they're not changing anything, it doesn't necessarily apply to them. They're already there, they're existing. It's just to get the project to be considered legal rather than legal non-conforming. So we would be adding that memo.
Okay, understood.
And that's satisfactory for us.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Morita. I will ask Mr. Curno to kind of weigh in on that a little bit later. I just, I do have some questions or concerns on that, only to the fact that if someone were to pick up the staff report and they didn't see the memo, then there could be some confusion for future reference for staff later.
Mm-hmm.
It's great when we're all in the room together, so that's just what my thoughts are. So, Mr. Curno, later I might just, we may have a quick comments on that, unless you wish to address that at this time.
This is Brian Curno. In regard to that, I'm fine if you'd like to discuss that. We can. I'm open to basically how the zoning administrator would like to best address this, since it is at your discretion. So if we to either move forward with the memo or to modify the condition, if that's what is preferred, and of course we reach agreement with all parties.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Curno. Okay, so back to you, Mr. Morita, and that does not take away any of your time to speak on this item for that little sidebar there. So,
okay.
Was there anything else you would like to add?
No.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, obviously you've read the staff report and the conditions of approval since you had those ideas on changing Z02. So
mm-hmm.
Thank you for those comments.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Are there any other members of the public that wish to speak on this item? Seeing none in the room, and I think we validated online as well. There was no other speakers. I will go ahead and just check with IT. IT, are there any additional lines that have been added to the meeting?
No, it's the same two.
Okay, lines. Thank you so much. I will go ahead and close the public hearing for this item. So just kind of bringing it back to staff as well as Mr. Curnow, the planning manager on the line. First of all, great presentation. Yes, it was very a lot of information that had to be distilled down into a very concise report, so thank you. It's amazing that the 10 years has already came into play on this. Wow. I do think that, you know, that since the structures have been there and they've been existing, and obviously no one's complaining about having, you know, the service out there, I think it would be prudent for us to move forward on, you know, an approval on this. I just am concerned a little bit, just, and I do appreciate you all bringing that up about the basic time limit, because you're right, we don't want anyone to look at this and have to come back 3 months or three years again, for 36 months, right, and have these same questions. So I would like to recommend that maybe staff would come back with a custom condition. I understand that it is a standard condition that we put on there, but I still believe that with standard conditions of approval, they should be modified to address the actual item that we're being addressed. And I think it's within the reason and also our discretion, my discretion here, and even planning's discretion to make that submittal suggestion when you are, you know, working with these in the future. So if that works for you all, if Dwayne seems to be here, he might want to have some suggestion, or Mr. Morita may have some suggested language on updating that. I can certainly accommodate that today as well, but I want to give staff a chance first.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, either Cynthia or Brian, if you would.
Right. What I did was I did take the liberty of actually crafting a condition that would basically address this. So. Earlier you had mentioned that.
So maybe why don't you go ahead and share that with staff, and then let's just take a short pause right now while they're looking at that. And unless Mr. Curnow, would you wish to say something on this at this time?
Yeah. Yes, briefly, if I could. So since essentially, you know, I mean, the point is accurate that essentially upon approval of this, that condition would be cleared since it's an existing use. That we can, I think probably the cleanest way to handle it is either one, we just remove the condition since it's really not applicable, or since it's a standard condition, we would just include a memo as part of it that it would be cleared. But to make it clear, to make sure that there's no issues associated with it, I mean, in all honesty, we could actually just remove the condition if that satisfies everybody's concerns.
Okay. Or I will also hear maybe what the applicant was proposing as well, or is that, you want to read that into just the record real quick?
So the applicant had wanted to include within 14 days after the use permit approval, staff will prepare a memorandum for inclusion into the project folder, which acknowledges that COA CO5 basic time limit has been met and satisfied.
Okay. So you all are very consistent on your approach about wanting a memo to the file, and I do appreciate that. I think that would be nice. I just honestly, from my experience working at the public counter and then working with record research and also future applicants, I just feel that that would still cause a little bit of confusion having that condition there, because then it would be questioned that the memo to file superseded the approval by the authority, you know, of the zoning administrator today. I also am looking at the audience, and I see other constituents and clients that also are present that I don't want to set some sort of a precedent on, well, you can have a condition on your approval, and then you could get another manager to sign off on the condition that is contrary to what the stated condition of the approval was. So I just am concerned because this is, you know, a public forum and we work towards consistency. And while this may make sense from you all in this instance, part of my job and responsibility is to ensure that we have something that'll work in most cases for everyone. And I hope that you all can appreciate, and I never would want to appear to not being supportive of staff's recommendations, but sometimes you just have to, you know, hear me out or hear us all out together and come up with a solution that one size doesn't always fit all. I get that, but I also don't want something that we do here today that could be used as a precedent for an unintended consequence, if I could say it that way. So Mr. Curnow and Cynthia both, if you, I'm honestly open to hearing your thoughts, and would you be opposed to, you know, drafting a condition on the basic time limit, kind of explaining that one maybe doesn't apply? And if you still want to put a memo to the file, I'm happy with that. That supports why we did this custom condition. But that's where my sentiment and logic and thought process is coming from. So at this time, I am open to hearing from both of you once again.
My suggestion would be to remove the condition of approval and include a memo stating that was, you know, staff report was revised and that condition was removed because it was not applicable. Perhaps Mr. Curnow has other opinions on the matter.
I would agree with that, because I think that would satisfy the zoning administrator's concern as well, because having conditions in there and having something supersede a condition, I understand the confusion that could cause. So it may just be best, like Cynthia mentions, to remove the condition, and then we can just put a memo to the staff report, so that way if somebody looks at the staff report, they won't see that condition and it's not an issue, and if there's ever a question about why they didn't see it, they would find it in the staff report attachment, the memo attached.
Okay, and then that would be part of the written record for the file that is that ends up being like the final staff report with the revised memo and revision to the staff report, revised memo. Okay, I am I'm good with that. I appreciate that. And I just hope you all can appreciate, as you know, I'm currently now the permitting manager, and we get all of the requests for record research. And with the recent training for PRA, which some of you staff may have also taken, hopefully you'll feel my pain or concern on this, is because at this moment, every record research request may be deemed as a PRA request. So our staff actually will have double the work tracking those. So as much as we can make future records clear, I would like to, you know, be able to be part of and facilitate that. So thank you. Thank you both, and also the applicant, for your allowing me to move forward in that direction. So at the end of the day, I'm sure you'll be happy, because I'm actually now going to move to approve the item as presented by staff. And so PA 210035 is approved as per the recommended actions in the staff report, with the one extra item that the revised staff report / memo will be incorporated to remove the basic time limit condition of approval Z02 and provide that clarification in the memo. So there will be no confusion for anyone, the applicant or future interested parties. So with that, I'm done. We're done with that item. So thank you so very much, everyone, for your participation today on that. So I will be moving to item number 2. We'll take a short pause while I believe it's a public hearing for PA 200195. The applicant is RMV and Rancho Mission Viejo, and I believe we have Cameron Welch presenting today. So those of you on the line, just give us a brief moment to switch presenters. Thank you. And Cameron, you just let me know when you're ready. Okay, thanks.
Ready when you are.
At this time, I don't see the presentation yet, so. Oh, okay. And then Mr. Curnow, if you would be so kind, if you're still on the line, to let me know if you can see it online as well.
Yes, I'm still on the line, and just showed up right now. I can see a what appears to be a PDF of a site plan up on the screen.
Well, that's perfect that you can see it. We cannot see it in the room, but I have the information in the staff report too, or, oh, we have technical help coming. Thanks. And Mr. Curnow, I'm not sure, are you staying for the entire presentation? Because if not, I will not ask for your services any longer.
I can stay for the entire presentation. That's not a problem.
Well, thank you. Much appreciated, as I know this is not your item, so thank you. And Cameron, if it helps, I have the staff, the full staff report, so I mean, I can follow along unless there's something.
Apparently they've actually seen physically that.
Right.
So they're trying to. Yeah.
Well, and I can even move over there a little bit if during the meeting, if that helps. If we don't get this resolved in a few minutes, no worries.
Hold on.
Yeah. Unless you know how to put that full screen. But I don't know if Acrobat has a full screen mode. So it's sharing the application mode, so they should be able to see it.
But it's not sharing here is what I'm sharing here for us.
Yeah, I can send it.
Then that'll be perfect, so.
Okay.
So you just go ahead and start when you wish, and if we get that on my screen, it'll be great. If not, I've got the staff report, so thank you.
All right, very good. Well, regarding item number two, good afternoon. My name is Cameron Welch, County Staff Planner for the Land Development Section of OSU Development Services. And I'll be covering planning application 20-0195, a site development permit for a new wireless communications facility, which includes a project-specific alternative site development standard. The applicant is RMV Telecom LLC, represented by Jay Bullock. I know him in the audience. The project site is located south of the T intersection of Cow Camp Road and Essentia Drive, Lot G of tract map 17561 within subarea 2.1 of the Ranch Plan Planned Community in unincorporated Orange County within the 5th Supervisorial District. The Planning Area 2 Master Area and Subarea Plans were approved by the Planning Commission in 2013 per planning applications 130001 through 6, and administrative revisions were approved by the Deputy Director of OC Development Services in 2017 per planning application 150047 and in 2019 per planning application 180029. PA 180029 authorized the relocation of one community facility and identified two new community facility locations in subarea 2.1. The new and relocated community facility sites are intended for wireless communication facilities. The subject wireless communication facility is proposed for one of these locations. Per section 7-9-14613C2C of the Orange County Zoning Code, an emergency building permit for a temporary wireless communication facility may be issued for 30 days and extended on a case-by-case basis for 30 days at a time, so long as the emergency situation continues to exist. An emergency situation was determined to exist as of March 2020. Building permit BNR 20-0157 was issued for a temporary wireless communication facility on May 26, 2020. That allowed for land. That permit was extended on June 18th, 2020, and finaled on September 1st, 2020. Planning application 20-0069, a site development permit that allowed for land use approval of the temporary emergency wireless communication facility to operate for 6 months with an option for 1 6-month extension, was approved on July 16th, 2020, but has since exhausted its allowed extension options. That was the background. The proposed project at hand is that the applicant is now requesting approval of a site development permit to allow for the installation of a permanent wireless communication facility that will include a monopole with associated antenna equipment on a 757-square-foot site surrounded by a 6-foot-high concrete masonry unit block enclosure located adjacent to the south of the temporary wireless communication facility. The requested project-specific alternative site development standard will allow for the overall height of the wireless communication facility to be 79 feet, where 60 feet is required, per the existing area-wide alternative development standard regulating wireless facility height standards found in PC Tech Section 2B1. The temporary wireless communication facility approved via PA 20-0069 will be removed upon installation. The purpose of this wireless communication facility is to alleviate inadequate wireless service in Planning Area 2. Due to a continued increase in number of residents working and attending school from home due to current circumstances, the volume of wireless transmissions is overwhelming existing wireless facilities serving the Planning Area 2 neighborhoods. In addition, there is a concern that public safety might be compromised if a 911 call is placed and does not connect, or a 911 call is placed, connects, and then is dropped. Radio frequency engineers at Verizon Wireless determined that a 75-foot monopole is required to adequately serve the neighboring community from the wireless communication facility site location. Proper installation requires that antenna equipment be installed above the monopole by an additional 4 feet, bringing the total height to 79 feet. With the exception of the proposed project-specific alternative site development standard, the proposed project complies with the standards and requirements set forth in the Ranch Plan Planned Community Program text and applicable zoning regulations. Telecommunications facilities are listed as a permitted use subject to a site development permit under the Community Facilities section of the Ranch Plan PC text. Copies of the site development permit submittal package were distributed for review and comment to county staff and consultants. A notice of public hearing was mailed to all property owners of record within 300 feet of the subject site on August 3rd. Additionally, notices were posted at the site at 601 North Ross Street in Santa Ana and at the Hall of Administration at 10 Civic Center Plaza in Santa Ana, as required by established public hearing posting procedures. No comments have been received to date. This project is covered by previous CEQA documentation, which includes Final Program EIR 589, Addendum 1.0, Addendum 1.1, and the Planning Area 2 Addendum. This finding is appropriate and complies with the intent of CEQA pursuant to the 2014 Orange County Local CEQA Procedures Manual, Sections 6 and 11, Appendix G, for projects where a previous environmental document, such as Program EIR 589, is already in place. Further CEQA evaluations and clearances are not required for Site Development Permit PA 20-0195. The requested project-specific alternative site development standard required that the zoning administrator in a public hearing be the approving authority for this project proposal per Ranch Plan Planned Community Program Text Section 2C4B. The Ranch Plan PC Text Section 1C4C states that the zoning administrator shall make findings regarding general plan, Ranch Plan PC Text and Zoning Code, CEQA, compatibility, general welfare, and equivalent or better project as part of the approval of a site development permit. These findings and the associated justification for these findings, in addition to what has already been presented, can be found on pages 9 and 10 of the staff report. In conclusion, staff has determined that this project is in compliance with the Ranch Plan PC program text, meets the findings in the Ranch Plan PC text section 1C4C, is compatible with the surrounding development, will result in an equivalent or better project that will be a benefit to the public and the surrounding community, and supports the proposed project-specific alternative site development standards. Therefore, the recommended action is that the OC Land Development recommends that the zoning administrator take the recommended actions as listed on page 2 of the staff report. This concludes staff's presentation. Staff and the applicant are available for any questions the zoning administrator may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameron, for that presentation. And just so you know, I was able to see the plan as presented. So thank you. Thank you for your patience on that as well. I don't have, the only small question I had was, since this was existing and it's been there, has there been any communications with the Sheriff Communication? Sheriff Communications, I know on our wireless facilities, I believe we reach out to them on the site development permits. I wasn't sure if you would need to do that on this one, or just wondered if that communication had occurred. And maybe it wasn't required because it was temporary, but now that it would be permanent, is that something that you would have done or follow up on, or would that just happen as part of the permitting?
I believe it's part of the permitting process.
Permitting process, yeah. Okay. And I apologize for not bringing that question up prior to this meeting. I noticed that, you know, later, and probably more along the lines of the previous item that was submitted had that in there, so I probably highlighted it more quickly there. So I apologize for that late last minute question. I usually reach out to staff well ahead of a meeting, so maybe the applicant during the public hearing might be able to address some of those questions as well. So I'll go ahead and open the public hearing.
Thank
I see
you,
that
Chair
we have
Alonso,
Mr. Jay Bullock
from Rancho Mission Viejo, and in this case specifically representing RMB Telecom.
Okay.
I believe you've got my information on file. I want to say thank you to Mr. Welch and staff for the help on this project. And see that Brian Curno is still online, and he is, and Cynthia Burgos were very helpful also in all of this process leading to today. So here representing not only the landowner of this site, but the surrounding 300 feet that were public notice for this hearing. And just to clarify, even though this is south of Calcamp Road in the Ascensia neighborhood, the nearest homes are 700 feet from this facility. So the remaining land is County Roadway, Calcamp Road, and Rancho Mission Viejo ownership. Wireless service is vitally important in all of our communities, and especially during the COVID crisis. And as Cameron so well mentioned, service was really important during the time when folks and folks still are working from home and doing school from home. So it was really appreciated that we have gone through a few rounds on this site. You may recall that, as Cameron mentioned, last spring we were here before you for the 79-foot height of the temporary tower. Mm-hmm. Right next door, now we're gonna be building the permanent tower, and the BNR project is in process with Ms. Burgos. And I believe you're right, that's where they would actually contact the Sheriff's Department if there's some coordination necessary.
Okay.
If that's not the case and we need to do that at the site development permit level, just let us know and we'll be glad to help with that. And then today we're here about the same issue, same height, 79 foot for the permanent tower. And just because it'll be so much fun, as Cameron mentioned, there was an emergency application that we need to now extend because the permanent tower won't be built prior to the expiration of the temporary emergency. So we'll be back before you probably in...
Next month.
We'll say in about a month to talk one more time about the fact that The zoning allows a 60-foot tower, but the radio frequency experts say in order to serve the needs of the community, it needs to be 79-foot, not 78, not 80. Apparently, 79-foot is the sweet spot. So, with
well,
that,
again, Mr. Bullock, you anticipate my questions always. That was, yeah, because 79 is kind of an odd number, but it seems like you've been oddly consistent with your applications with that number, so there obviously had to be some sort of sound methodology behind that, and it sounds like the 79 is the one supported by.
Here's what it is. It's yes. A 75-foot tower is a typical dimension.
Okay.
Then the number of antennas that array on that tower for this area is also consistent. And those, in this case, raise that height to 4 more feet.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that clarification. As always, I'm assuming the next thing you're going to, let me see, your next thing you're going to say is have you read the staff report and accept the conditions of approval?
They're right on target, and yes, we are receptive to those conditions.
And let me just double check, since we had the timing concern on the other one, was there anything in these findings or conditions that would limit, oh, that's right. You have 500 million conditions. Never mind.
You kind of cut to the chase and go. There's 6 or 7 standard mm-hmm. conditions, and so I think there's.
Don't apply. It's the common maze.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I don't believe there was.
There's just one specific unique condition, I believe. Is that correct, Cameron? The last one.
Yeah.
About this parking space and the maintenance.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
But nothing about the timing. It's just the standard timing for a site development permit, and that should be no issue because the work will begin here pretty quickly.
Okay, and I think the difference between the other item was that they were like establishing the use per se, legal nonconforming, versus your use is part of this application, and
yeah,
the time limit is really to establish the use, which you guys have already established it since it was temporarily there, and then this new permanent facility won't need those extra months, I believe.
Tonight.
Yeah,
is that how you both
well, I guess
understand
I would,
that?
That's yes, that's on target. And I would just add that a use permit is establishing the use, whereas this is an allowed use, and the site development permit establishes the development regulations for that use. But the allowance of the use won't expire.
Okay, exactly. I get that. I just the timing condition may not also be as applicable, but I don't think it's going to be confusing for people reading it later.
Yeah.
As I needed to clarify that on the last item. So
that's correct.
Again, I always try to explain the consistency even when we're consistently inconsistent at times, but I think that's normal for working in RMV. So
yeah, I appreciate sometimes that you have to have the same rules for all all players.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you, I guess. Thank you so much for your comments.
Thank you, and to staff also.
All righty. Seeing that there are no other members of the public in this room and also online, I will go ahead and close the public hearing. And I would tend to definitely agree with the information that was presented in the staff report. Thank you, Mr. Welsh. I do really appreciate the fact that we were able to have the additional findings made, and I agree with the fact that this is a better and or equivalent project. I feel like it's actually a better project with the height being extended so that we could provide better service coverage. I said better probably 3 or 4 times in that sentence, so it certainly supports your better or equivalent project. So I think you all know where I'm leading with this. I'm certainly happy to approve this planning application, PA 20195 for this item. And as the recommended actions presented by staff and in the staff report. And again, I appreciate the time spent with me to kind of provide that little bit of clarification and also a heads up of what's to come and a reminder of what I have already previously approved before. That always makes my life a little easier too. So And again, I do want to publicly apologize for providing that question about the sheriffs in this hearing, because I feel like I do my best to try to get that to you guys ahead of time. So since it's existing and it's already there, I'm not too concerned. The sheriffs would have contacted us by now. But the emergency and the safety of our future residents and existing residents is always very important to us at Orange County. So I'm very happy with this approval. So thank you so much. Alrighty, well, that concludes that item today. And thank you to our technical support in the sheriff's communication room today. I know you guys went a little beyond and be above and beyond to make sure that our applicants at home, as well as some of us in the room, could see what was being presented today. So, alrighty. Well, that will move us to the next part of our agenda, where if there's anyone in the room or online, they could have addressed something off agenda, but since they are neither online or in the room, we will go ahead and adjourn today's meeting. And the next zoning administrator meeting is scheduled for September 2nd. Don't believe I have any items yet, but I know that I will have something in the near future from you all. So thank you. Thank you. Have a wonderful afternoon, everyone.
I just wanted to mention that it's a good